CBP seizes more than $500,000 worth of cocaine at border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection continues to make large-scale drug seizures along the U.S.-Mexico border that far surpassing years prior, with one of the latest encounters, more than $604,000 worth of cocaine, shared exclusively with the Epoch Times. A K-9 alerted to a vehicle attempting to enter the United States at the Hidalgo International Bridge entry in Texas on May 1, and upon searching the car, agents discovered about 45 pounds of suspected cocaine, CBP said. The driver was identified as a 47-year-old Mexican citizen. Homeland Security Investigations agents arrested the individual and began a criminal investigation, according to CBP. The agency seized the car and narcotics, which were contained within 18 packages hidden inside the driver's Chrysler Pacifica. This seizure reflects our officers' steadfast commitment to the border security mission and reflects the effective use of technology and inspection skill, Hidalgo Port of Entry Director Carlos Rodriguez said. Enforcement actions like these prevent narcotics from infiltrating our communities and inflicting addiction, pain, and death. About 2 weeks later, CBP officers seized about 1,645 pounds of methamphetamine at a FAR International Bridge cargo facility in Texas. The illegal narcotics, concealed in 307 packages hidden within a tractor trailer hauling lettuce from Mexico, was worth $14.7 million, the agency said in a news release. CBP seized the narcotics and truck, and HSI launched an investigation. This increasing amount of illegal drug seizures comes as the Trump administration hit two historic milestones this month. CBP exclusively told the Epoch Times on May 15 that its Office of Field Operations had eclipsed 100 million lethal doses of fentanyl seized this fiscal year. CBP credited the achievement to tougher border enforcement. As the nation's border security agency, CBP is on the front line against foreign terrorist organizations that threaten the safety and well-being of Americans, CBP Commissioner Rodney Scott said. CBP is uniquely positioned to detect, identify, and seize illicit drugs like fentanyl before they enter our communities. While narcotic seizures protect Americans, CBP said these operations also disrupt supply chain networks for cartels. In addition to the historic amount of fentanyl prevented from entering the country this fiscal year, CBP said its officers have seized more than 152,000 pounds of methamphetamine, which is more than all of fiscal year 2025. It's a similar trend with cocaine, the agency said, with more than 28,000 pounds seized, surpassing the previous fiscal year to date by about 6,000 pounds. CBP has seized about 61% more illegal narcotics compared with the same period in fiscal year 2024. People in the United States are dying from overdoses, said Diane J. Sabatino, CBP Office of Field Operations Executive Assistant Commissioner. Every fentanyl seizure, large or small, represents potential lives saved. The Trump administration also claimed a year of zero releases at the southern border this month. Instead of temporarily releasing immigrants while they await court hearings, the administration has put a focus on detaining them. The days of catch and release are over, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen said May 15. At the U.S.-Mexico border, there have been fewer than 9,000 apprehensions for 15 months. Daily apprehensions are down 95% from the previous administration.